ball in New York Times Square has dropped, and the 2019 basketball season is now in full gear. The Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers play host tonight to the newest member of the Greater Thumb Conference family, the Caro Tigers. Good evening and hello from Laker Country as you're listening to the WLW Sports Network. I'm your host, Clark Ramsey, and to the right of me, as always, for his eighth season is the one and only Coach John Moody.
Thanks, Clark. It's great to be in Laker Country to begin this another year together. It's been a lot of fun in the past 7 years, and here we are, number eight. And also, to welcome Caro to the Greater Thumb Conference West, I think they're going to be a great addition.
The Caro Tigers have accumulated just one win in six tries since they have made the switch from the Tri-Valley East to the Greater Thumb West, but that's not stopping any progress being put in place by first-year head coach Steve Clark. Caro is going to have to put everything together tonight if they want to hang tough with the 6-1 Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
Now, I'll tell you what, the Tigers, they're going to be an up-and-coming team, I think. And I think this year they're going to get used to the Greater Thumb Conference West play, and they'll be up for the competition, believe me, because they've been in every game.
For the Green and White Lakers, Elkton Pigeon Bayport is off to their best start in a long, long time. They enter tonight with just one loss and six wins. They haven't played a game in 2 weeks since doubling up Otisville Lakeville before Christmas, and we'll have a whole lot more coming up right here on the WLW Sports Network. Caro at Lakers.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-8255. 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Many national cell phone carriers claim that all cell phone service offered by any of the carriers are within 1% of each other. Obviously, these people don't live and work in the Thumb of Michigan. Thumb Cellular's coverage eclipses all others in every way, shape, and form. When you're fishing in Port Hope, will your national carrier service be reliable enough to complete the call? When you're in Port Austin, will you be able to upload the picture you just took of that gorgeous lake sunset in real time? When you're on the beach in Caseville, will your email asking your friends to join you go through in time? And when you're in a troubled situation in a remote area of the Thumb, will you be able to make the call to get help when you need it? I guess if ensuring that your calls, texts, pictures, and emails making it through isn't a priority, you can stick with the other national companies. But if you depend on your smartphone, depend on the most reliable service, Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the best coverage in the Thumb.
As we reflect back on 2018, we at Sure have a lot to be thankful for. Our success relies on you. Your loyalty and dedication made it possible for us to provide the Thumb with better health and better life. We might be biased, but we live in the best area in the whole state of Michigan. Great schools, fertile soil for harvest, beautiful natural resources, 93 miles of shoreline, strong communities, and excellent healthcare. And that's because of providers such as Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold in Caseville, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf in Elkton, Lori Hanselman, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagroves, Sheena Dom, and Lois Booms all in Pigeon, and Paul Scadden and Brenda Kretschmer in Seawing. So if you are one of the thousands who utilize Sure in one of our many ways, thank you. Thank you for a successful 2018, and here's to a bright 2019 that is filled with love, happiness, and health. Besides, at Sure, we've got a pretty exciting 2019 ahead of us, but more on that later. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Seawing, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
Those holiday costs added up quickly, didn't they? Decorations, presents, traveling. But one thing that shouldn't have danced around in your head with the sugar plums is worrying about your propane. Get competitive pricing and the best quality service in the thumb from Kohler Propane. Not only will you be getting superior propane service, but you can enjoy a great winter slumber at ease knowing that you're also helping your community grow strong by choosing a local propane provider. Kohler's Propane, serving the entire thumb area with locations in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Give them a call at 1-888-950-7975. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Oh, baby, I have sinned.
Tonight's presentation of the WLW Sports Network is being presented by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, DS Services of Cass City for all of your agricultural needs, Valley Enterprise of Upley, Countryside Sales and Service in Stacks Market of Owendale, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, More Motor Sales of Caro, Thumb Bank and Trust, Pigeon Telephone, Main Street Cafe, and Harjo's Ben Franklin, all in downtown Pigeon. And sure, better health, better life. Are you sure? Sailor and internet services for this broadcast are provided by Thumb Sailor and the blazing speed of their 4G LTE network. Make the switch today and become the talk of the thumb. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Any reproduction without the express written consent of the WLW Sports Network is strictly prohibited. It's been 296 days since you last heard Clark Ramsey and John Mooney on the radio together. March 14th, 2018 will be a date that I certainly will not forget for quite some time. And John, I'm sure you can say the same thing. That cold day in March, we were witness to the USA Patriots taking out the back-to-back-to-back state champions, the Flint Beecher Bucks, in the regional final game in Burton-Atherton, 59-55.
What an exciting finish to a dream season for USA. I mean, to win that regional was just unbelievable. We still think about that game. Now, I think they represented the thumb very well also in the next game. That was at quarterfinals when they went up against Detroit Edison. And even though the things didn't work out well for the Patriots that day, Detroit Edison did win the state championship. And so it really shows you just how well thumb basketball should be looked at by the people outside the thumb.
Since then, not as much has changed as far as the standings go. USA is still undefeated in the top of the Greater Thumb West. And Brown City finds themselves alone in first place in the Greater Thumb East, ahead of Sandusky by half a game. There are two newcomers to the Greater Thumb Conference. In the West, the Caro Tigers. They're finally aboard the Thumbs Conference. And in the East, the distant land of KPAC joins the ranks of the 14-team GTC.
Two great additions to the Greater Thumb Conference. Now, the West, I think it's going to be a dogfight between USA and Reese. If the last game proved anything, a two-point victory for USA. And also, you're going to have Lakers and Bad Axe in the conversation as well. In the East, Brown City, well, they're the defending champions, okay? But I think it's up for grabs. Not only Brown City, but you have Sandusky, Harbor Beach, KPAC. They all have an equal shot at that crown.
For John and I, tonight begins our eighth season together behind the microphones for you on the WLW Sports Network. It feels great to be back on air with you. John, I must admit, it feels like I've only had about 5 or 7 days off since the end of football broadcast wrapped up. Regardless, though, the first snow of 2019 yesterday can only mean one thing. It's time to run the roads to every gym in the area.
Well, couple that thought where you have boys' season starting 1 week earlier this year, and a lot of teams are roughly around 50% finished with their seasons. I'll tell you what, it is great to be back in what I guess we can call the Elite Eight.
Wow, okay. Despite it being our first broadcast of the season is already in full swing. In just 72 days, or a little over 2 months, we'll be crowning the MHSAA state champion in East Lansing.
Oh, whoever said winter is coming doesn't know what they're talking about. It's going to go by